Well, this week we've seen long lines of people in cars waiting to get a test for COVID-19 because, well, they've been feeling a bit unwell. And until this week, the advice was to get a test if you felt so much as a sniffle. But that begged the question, if we've all been so diligent lately with the hand washing, the sanitising and sneezing into our elbows to keep coronavirus at bay, has all that actually squashed also the spread of common cold and the regular flu? Well, for an answer and a bit of advice, I called the University of Auckland's immunology and public health expert, Professor Nikki Turner.
What is really clear is that social distancing does work. And we saw that with the lockdown, that many people were healthier and we had a lot less respiratory illnesses through the lockdown. And exactly as you could expect, the moment we started moving out and about, mixing more, socialising more, we then have seen in the last couple of weeks more coughs, more colds, more respiratory illnesses. This is really directly related to the fact that we're out and about, moving more, mixing more, and then the respiratory viruses that are with us all the time then have the ability to mix more, travel more. And yes, in the last couple of weeks we've seen colds, we've seen a lot more transmission of respiratory disease.
Yeah, the New Zealand Herald reported the flu squashed down to historically low levels thanks to all those radical measures. Is that something we could expect will hold, or is that basically a hangover from the time when we were socially distanced in a big way?
We're in a very different situation now from when we were in full lockdown. When we're in full lockdown, we seriously were not mixing much at all. Now, we can hope that some level of social distancing is continuing. We have learned something about not going to work when we're sick, doing a lot of hand washing. But to be honest, this is nothing like in the lockdown, and we will see flu coming back this winter. Let's hope it's less, let's hope it's more mild, but it's certainly going to come.
Well, Nikki, with all the reporting of quarantine and isolation and so on, we've become very fixated, I think, on this 14-day period for COVID-19. But with colds and other kinds of flu, I guess the patterns are completely different. So could it be that a cold actually can lie dormant inside you, waiting to strike when your immune system is low and you can't fight it off?
Yeah, we're in a different position with other respiratory illnesses from coronavirus. We do not have COVID-19, we believe, circulating in the New Zealand community. However, other respiratory viruses, lots of different sorts of colds and flus, are always circulating in our environment. But when we don't socially mix much, they're at very low levels. So they have been with us all the time, but at very low levels, and we start mixing again and we see more of them. The other effect is the effect of winter. And we're not entirely clear why, but there's always a peak of respiratory illness in winter. Some of that's because we get together more in confined spaces because it's cold, and some of it's probably just the climate. But there is a direct effect of winter as well on the spread of respiratory illnesses. Unfortunately, when flus first arose, when other colds first arose, we did not eliminate them the way New Zealand's managed COVID currently. So that's why they're showing a different pattern.
And we've seen, of course, that winter pattern you just mentioned there, bumping up people presenting with illnesses. We've seen, of course, the increased cases adding to the pressure on those COVID-19 testing sites. But that advice changed this week, didn't it, with the government saying actually, whereas they were saying test, 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 mere a sign of a sniffle, make sure. But now the advice is different. So what would you say to people now who think they're coming down with something, doesn't feel serious? What would you advise them to do?
Yes, that advice needed to change because now we are up and about mixing more, getting into winter. We are going to see a lot of coughs and colds, and we've seen them through the schools and the children and through people. So the advice is important that if you're sick, stay at home, don't spread it. Remember the important things we've learned about social distancing, they make a difference. We believe at the moment there is no COVID-19 spread in the community, but we still have to have a high awareness. There are some symptoms particular to COVID-19, such as loss of taste or smell, that might be different from a normal cough or cold. If you think it feels different, then also go and ask advice. So we just need to keep a high level of suspicion. We know that there's an awful lot of this virus around in the world. We're seeing that with the people coming through our quarantine, the amount that are coming through positive. So New Zealand's in a really fortunate position at the moment that respiratory illnesses we're seeing in our community are not COVID-19, but let's not lose our radar and awareness that we need to keep looking for it.
Well, it's been a contentious issue this past week, the so-called bungles at the border, and, you know, really heightened anxiety about whether that whole system is working or not. Now, in that environment, we had reports earlier in the week that University of Otago public health experts had backed calls for an inquiry. They say, let's have a look at the COVID response, what we got right, what we didn't, in case we need to do this again. Do you think that's the right thing to do? And if so, when should it be done? Because we're kind of still in the middle of this, aren't we?
I think we're living in an extraordinary piece of history. We've never lived through this before. The fact that we make mistakes along the way is entirely what we would expect. The importance us as a country, us as healthcare services, is not have we made mistakes, but are we learning from our mistakes? That's important for us together, is that what have we learned and what will we learn? Whether you call it an inquiry or an investigation, however you do it, I think at some stage for any major piece of history like this, it's important to review what we've done. So yes, I would assume it's a certainly normal and appropriate approach to review what we've learned from this, what went well, what are our learning things from what we were slow to pick up on, you know, and good things about what we've done. So altogether, so yes, at some stage that's an entirely appropriate thing for New Zealand to do.
And finally, Nikki, if we've taken the advice and we're not going to rush off to the doctor or to a COVID testing centre just because we feel like we might have a cold coming on, if we're at home, we stay away from work as we should, what then are just the basics of taking care of ourselves?
Stay at home. Don't spread your bugs to other people. Drink lots of fluids. Get plenty of sleep. If you're becoming more unwell, you can ring Healthline or you can ring your general practice. But ring first before you enter so you don't spread your infections to others. And importantly, remember that we haven't yet got much flu in the country. And there is flu vaccine, plenty of it now, still available throughout the country. So do access a flu vaccine for yourself and also so that you do not spread flu to other people as well, particularly those of us who are living with people who are likely to be more at risk of flu.
And I suppose if we're looking for an upside, we've just been through the shortest day. So logically, spring and summer are just around the corner.
Yes, absolutely. Bring sunshine. We're sure that helps as well. We'll get through the winter peak and we're all looking forward to a healthy spring and summer after that.
University of Auckland immunology and public health expert Dr. Nikki Turner, or Professor Nikki Turner, I should say there. Might have been getting ahead of myself about spring and summer being around the corner though.